You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Okay, you guys, my husband and I are getting ready to celebrate the 15th anniversary of when we met. And we're kind of dorks about our anniversary and we love surprising each other. And so I'm really glad to have a place like Macy's where I can find something for the man who has everything. So if you're looking for your partner or your best friend or someone that you care very much about, like me, you're in luck because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. You're going to get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus, free shipping when you spend $25. It's April 25th through May 5th at Macy's.com and in-store.
Friends, it is the season of cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini bar delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first mini bar delivery order with code IHEART. Get mini bar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our Comet Girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Guys, we're together this week.
We're actually in person. We're here live in Vegas, baby.
Oh my God.
I love being in Vegas with you guys. I like being a little bad, and I like dressing up like Elvis.
We were in your room so late last night. Oh, your sweet husband just like getting us food and being like, what do you need to drink?
And he's an angel.
Yeah, Grant took very good care of all of us. Thank God. Because I think I forgot how to party a little bit.
How late did you guys stay after I left?
No, I left when you left.
Oh, yeah, you did?
We wrapped it up.
But you guys, I'm on New York time.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on Tennessee time, too. So
yeah, man. Tennessee time, that's a country
Tennessee
music
time.
Song.
No, I woke up at 6:30, and I was like, no.
Pass.
Right back to bed.
Pass. So this week, we get to watch the episode together, which is fun, because we're in a beautiful suite. Tell them where we are, girls. Tell them where we are.
Green Valley Ranch, and we're drinking some delicious champagne.
This is very
is it
nice.
How do you say it? Colette? Well, Colette would be two T's and an E.
Colette.
Collet
franche
and fancy.
It is quite delicious, and I hope that you go get a bottle of your own. Okay, bye-bye.
It's nice to be together.
Yeah. Well, and also it makes it more fun to laugh at ourselves in the episode when we're all sitting on a couch together, because there was some content in this episode where we were like, those lines are hard to say. A lot of exposition.
Yeah. How did you put it? Come on.
I said it was written but shot pretty. And it was.
It really was
a terrible script.
Wait a second. Well, I'm going to argue with you on this, because there were some really nice monologues that James had. And I loved
James.
There was the dialogue between you and Greenberg when it was the fluffy stuff was bad. But the meaningful, like meaty stuff, I actually really liked. And I thought you guys pulled it off well, and he did a great job.
I agree. James started the episode and finished the episode like a star. He's never looked better. He's never been more confident.
He was so hot in this episode.
It was unbelievable.
James Lafferty show.
It was truly the James Lafferty episode. Caveat, we had no idea Nathan Scott took bubble baths. We'll get there.
Wait, we have to say what this episode is.
But wait.
Okay.
But the thing that stuck out to me is it started off and we were like, wow, this is amazing. His monologues are amazing. Look how it's shot. And then suddenly every other scene was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the end of the episode, we were watching some of our favorite scenes.
Yeah.
It was very all over the place, but
well, the basketball was beautiful.
I loved it.
Yeah. Tell him what the rundown
is. It's season 3, episode 20. Every day is a Sunday evening.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
I didn't realize that was a song title and ties in
Who
so nicely
that?
With
That's cutie.
Jake and Peyton's storyline.
Oh, Jake.
It aired Jake. April 19th, 2006. Go ahead, read the synopsis.
Okay. Y'all, season 3, episode 20, Peyton is reunited with Jake in Savannah, Georgia. Mm-hmm. She makes a decision about her future with a very big question. You know, points for the boldness of the teens on our show. Nathan is on fire on the basketball court and in both of his jerseys. It doesn't say that, but I added it. While Dan is forced to watch from the outside. What a scene. And Uncle Cooper realizes Rachel's true identity.
And this is the first and only episode Lucas does not appear. And it's the first episode for Nathan Scott to be the only character to narrate.
Oh,
it's kind of fun.
I loved it.
His voice is so soothing to listen to.
It really is.
Oh,
honestly, listening to James narrate this episode, I was like, well, we got to get him a podcast.
It drives me crazy that he's not a huge movie star, because he's so handsome and he's so interesting to watch work. And
I
he's
totally
good
agree.
And like, it's just so stupid.
I remember thinking,
movie studios, hire James Lafferty. He's so good.
He's so good. I remember thinking, and by the way, no shade.
And
I'm
he
such,
gets better and better looking as we get older.
He does.
100%.
God damn
it's rude. He's one of those guys like Robert Redford who just gets more handsome.
Yeah.
And you're like, cool. Who'd you sell your soul to? Can I make that deal? But I remember thinking, and again, like no shade at all. I'm a huge John Krasinski fan. I think he is hilarious and wonderful. But when he got Jack Ryan, I was like, that should be James Lafferty.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah,
what's going on?
Guys, are we going to write an action movie just
for James?
For
he
James?
Needs to be an action movie star.
But can he take a bubble bath in it, is my question.
That's the best.
I want that, too.
You know what it is? It's like we do Charlie's Angels, but it's really about Charlie, and that's James.
Oh, young. Like the backstory of who is Charlie?
Who is Charlie?
Interesting.
That is the third time you and I have said the exact same thing with the exact same intonation today, and I really like it.
Mm-hmm. We're on the same page. For those of you who missed it, Nathan's body is really hurting him at the beginning of this episode. Joy just had to correct the way I hold the microphone.
First of all, wait. Hillary has her hand actually wrapped around the top of the microphone, which is my favorite. But then the other part is when she just pushes it off to the side so it's like at her ear.
She's like, can you?
Guys, I'm talking on the phone. I hold the microphone like it's a telephone. Okay, I'm an idiot. I need one of those little Bob Barker microphones.
That's like, what you need.
Yeah.
Or just
yeah.
one that comes off, you know, like
a Bluetooth?
Like a motivational speaker, like Tony yeah. What's his face, the thing yeah, on the microphone on the side.
The Broadway when run like where it comes down, the wig mic taped to my forehead. sorry, guys. Anyway, Nathan's body is hurting him so much because basketball has been in fucking tense. Mm-hmm. And Haley's like rubbing his back, and he's his remedy is this bubble bath in your purple bathroom.
First time we ever saw that bathroom,
yeah.
too.
That's
purple and red.
They really went for it. Set deck really was like, let's really keep in theme.
But in a rental? Like, yeah. I've never been in a rental that yeah. wasn't beige. Do you know what I mean?
Always. Yeah. They're always mm-hmm. beige.
They're very, very neutral. I will say, I would love to interview our set decorator at some point because somebody on our show had a crush on purple. Your apartment was purple. Your mm-hmm. bathroom was purple yeah. tile. And when we do our flash forward to the future and Brooke Davis buys her house on the water...
Lots of purple.
The main bedroom is purple tile wallpaper.
What? Oh.
It chased us around for 9 years, guys. Maybe and I have questions.
Maybe they have. I would like to see their house because maybe it's all purple with lots of lamps.
Lamps. God. Okay. We got robbed by a lot of heartthrobs and it really hurt in this episode. It, again, Chad was not in this episode, so they decided to fill that time with a little dose of Brian Greenberg and Michael Trucco.
Mm.
And it hurts so bad to know how robbed Sophia and I were in the long game. Once we found out you and Trucco were supposed to be a thing in later seasons.
Yeah, that was going to be my grown-up story. So it makes all the sense why when we see him on Main Street, I'm yeah. like, oh, Cooper's in town. How do I look?
Yeah. The foreshadowing.
Yeah. Like, foreshadowing.
And, only.
And you just called him out. Hot Uncle Cooper. Hi.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. it's that sort of energy that I loved when the writers gave to me to play for Brooke. Just saying things like that yeah. and having the moment about the pie. And like when she really just put it all out there, I loved it. I go back watching these episodes with you guys and I'm like, I should do that now. I should just do that.
Joy does that. Joy's good at saying what we're all thinking. You are skilled at that. We'll be out and you'll be like, I don't like this. Okay.
Yeah, me neither. I was just pretending.
Thank you for saying it. So we find out that Coop has no idea about Rachel. We found that out like in the last episode. Mm-hmm. And this is where the cards are being stacked. We know it's all going to fall apart. Mm-hmm. Can we skip to the end? Like, can we surmise the
sure.
I'm down. We can do whatever we want.
Guys,
it's our
how
show.
Do we feel about the fact that Cooper still hooked up with her?
I feel real bad about it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Especially because what I don't like is that the writers put the Rachel character in the cartoon villain position mm-hmm. of being the temptress.
Yeah, she's the kid.
It's gross. She's a kid. And I had such high hopes when she said it's okay, you know, because it's North Carolina, which by the way, also disgusting. That's for a separate conversation. And he said, no, it's not okay with me. You have mm-hmm. to be a hell of a lot older for me. And then they made her take her clothes off and say all the things in the little voice. And then they kissed anyway. And I was like, come on.
Yeah.
You actually were doing something great.
Yeah.
You made a great choice. And then, no, you were gross.
Fumbled that.
It does. Fumbled it.
You know, it bothers me for Daniil and for, I guess, for our audience that was the representation.
It was normalized.
Yeah. But there is something realistic. I mean, I did know girls like that in high school who were trying to get attention using their sexuality because that's mm-hmm. all that they knew that they were worth. And yeah, you
those
know,
are the only tools the patriarchy gives you.
Yeah, well, yeah. However they were raised, that's what they were taught. And so I am okay with that. I'm okay with characters having flaws like that. And I like that it's possible for Rachel to go on a journey there.
Yeah.
But I didn't like the grown man making that choice at the end. Like when he walked over to her with her shirt, I wanted him to open it up and put it over her shoulder.
Yes. That's what I was expecting him to do.
Go home.
That's what I was expecting him to do. I was surprised he didn't.
He's such like a hero in the episode. The first time we see Cooper in this episode, he, you know, Dan is just pestering Deb in the kitchen. He's like pestering Nathan, and Cooper comes in and like bows up to him. And it's like, yeah, I'm here. This is my sister's house. Get out. And we're like, yes, Cooper. And then we see him being cool with the high school kids in Karen's Cafe. He's like a cool guy.
Oh, yeah. And he's a good guy. He's always like telling Nathan to do the right thing and help talking him through making the right choices.
I mean, even the random exposition on Brooke's part saying, no, I know Cooper. He would never date a high school
girl. That's right.
How does Brooke know Cooper?
I mean, that's just convenient. The writers are like, you know how we'll make it seem like he's been around forever? We'll have everybody know something about him. And then, even though you've never seen him, you'll know there's relationships
there. That's right. It's been built. It's just
happened off camera.
It sucks though, because that was the opportunity for somebody to stand up and say, hey, sweetie, you actually are worth a lot more than just using your sexuality to find your value. And he didn't. It was like he just reconfirmed again, oh, well, if I just flaunt it enough, if I just push it out there enough, then I'll get the validation that I'm looking for, and any man will fall for it.
Yeah.
And it's just sad. It's a bummer. That's not true because, oh, I want so much more for Rachel.
Yeah.
I love the way that Danielle plays Rachel.
Me
because
too.
Yes. She, it's really easy to look at her with the slow motion shots that I hate, like while she's washing the car and be like, this is a sex pot. And then you see her get really frustrated with herself and really like disappointed and like hurt like a girl. Like a little girl.
Yeah.
And she is the one that is constantly having to remind the lens of our show, which was controlled by men, whether it was behind the camera or writing the scripts. She is the one that's constantly having to remind them, girl here, little girl here, teenage girl here.
Yeah.
And she does a really good job of it. But even Mouth, you know, as much as he's like, hey, I love you or I like you and you led me on and stuff, even he forgets. She's just a little girl.
Yeah, she's a teenager.
Pretending.
Mm-hmm. It's the Marilyn Monroe thing. She's always Norma Jean, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is making her that sort of stereotypical vixen takes away her innocence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very confusing place. You know, we've all had experiences when at some point in our young life, in our teen years, we realized, oh, the world looks at me and my body and my gender a certain way.
Yeah.
I don't feel that way. I realize I'm being looked at that way.
Yeah.
And it's an alarming and scary at times thing to go through. And it's really interesting to have Danielle as an actress have the wherewithal to show that through Rachel, even if she's not always given the words for it.
Mm-hmm.
To lean in and play the girl who's playing it up and act like a college girl who has it all together and who has this boyfriend and all these things. But when she gets confronted with realities and Danielle, Danielle's face falls, you see the youth little girl in that character. And she had to remember to do that for 17-year-old Rachel, even though she was, you know, what, 24, 25 at the time of this season? And that's really cool.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, They will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
much. I feel
attacked. Please don't go look at my yearbooks. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama. You guys, I am spread so thin and I am in my car 90% of the day shuttling children. So when I am parked in the pickup line and I can get my grocery shopping done, it is the greatest treat in the world. And that is why I am obsessed with Thrive Market.
Absolutely. Because the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop. So why not do it from the comfort of your couch while you're killing time in the parking lot,
yeah.
Wherever you are. That's where Thrive Market comes in for me. It's the no junk food, healthy grocery store that we love, that your kids love. It's great.
That's it, baby. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver.
And I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. See, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. And then you can use their on-site filters to suit whatever your lifestyle needs are.
Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
Ooh, Mother's Day can be hard to shop for because there's that bad habit of buying mom things that she needs, you know, like, oh, here's some oven mitts, mom, or here's a new vacuum cleaner, mom. But Mother's Day is really about showering the woman who does so much with just a little extra love. And so Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. Now, you can shop by price, like $25 and under, or $100 and under, or by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or they have gift lists if you're really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, or for the plant lover, or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven. It goes on and on. So whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. Do you remember how young you were the first time, like, a grown-up man made you feel like, oh, you don't see me as a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember, like, the very first time, I must have been, like, 10 or 11, and my dad's friend came by on his motorcycle, and it wasn't someone I'd ever met before, and we just met him down at the end of the driveway, and he didn't even say anything gross. He just said something like, oh my God, do you want a boyfriend? You're so pretty. And it laughed it off. And I just remember being so fucking mad and, like, so grossed out and, like really upset by that. And it was nothing. Like, in the grand scheme of things, it was like a big nothing, right? But that really was my first time that I was like, ew, if I had a boyfriend, it would be, you know, Larry Eppard or, like, one of my best friends from school. Not you, you gross old man, you know? Yeah, I don't think you ever shake that. And then it happens over and over again.
It's not a big nothing. That's really gross for a grown man to say that to a girl who's in high school. How old were you?
No, baby, I was like in fifth or sixth grade.
Oh,
yeah.
That is even worse. Beyond gross.
But it's just like, oh, ha, ha.
My dad, the older men in my life who are, well, I guess it was your dad's friend. If you were two, he would have been what, 40s, like late 40s?
Yeah, grown up.
So all the men that are now are, I mean, honestly, could you imagine?
Like if Jeff said that to
or Grant seeing
never.
An 11-year-old or 10-year-old. Yeah.
Can you imagine either of
Do
our
you
husbands?
You want a boyfriend? You are so pretty.
Ugh. Ew.
Ew.
What? No.
But for,
it's gross.
But for someone like Rachel, if that's the only time the grown-ups in the room are paying attention to you,
yeah, exactly.
You're just like, great, here I am.
Oh, yeah.
This is the card I'm going to play.
Well, and you know what? I know we've talked about this a lot personally, the three of us. I don't know if we've talked about it on the show, but we all grew up in different parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
We had different experiences as young women. And, you know, Hillary, when you've talked about how common it was.
Oh, yes.
In the South, in Virginia, in further southern states, to see a culture of, like, well, you know, by the time your daughter's in high school, you better figure out who her husband's going to be.
Yeah.
That's, it feels alarming and scary. And there is something I think that is important, given some of the things you've shared with us about the fact that, for however flawed the writing was, that we were, because of where we were geographically in the show, that we were also highlighting that a lot of girls Rachel's age were being told by their parents, you go out there and you get that man. You go out there and you figure out who your person is.
Well, the only reason you go to college is to get your MRS.
MRS, right.
That's it. You know, right. So for the girl like Rachel, who's maybe not that great at school, or maybe she is. I don't know what her deal was.
Watch Rachel's in all honors classes.
Yeah, was she one of those secret smart girls? Like, we knew that Bevan was smart.
But it doesn't matter because we're all raised with these deficiencies of, like, wherever we're not getting the attention that we need, whether it's, and then we find an area where, oh, I can get attention if I
get on stage and do a tap dance. I can get attention if I use my sexuality. I can get attention if I
great win at basketball.
And great if I, so we all have those areas. Mm-hmm. But it is definitely prevalent. And you're right, especially in the South, I think. I don't know how much that is now.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not a 17-year-old girl now. I know the way it was when we were growing up. But Danielle grew up in Louisiana where, again.
Yes.
Like.
But she could be smart. She could be super smart. It doesn't matter. Wherever the thing, the vulnerability and security in you is, that's the avenue that you use to try and get attention.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't matter whether she was smart or not.
I think I remember like the thing that we were told when we were growing up is that, oh, Southern girls are so hot when they're in high school. They peak early.
Ew.
So you have to get married really young so you can get the best husband. I just remember that being like a thing, like we peak early. And I couldn't wait to get to New York. I was like,
wow,
I don't want to peak early. I want to peak at.
Man, I left Texas before that. I left when I was 12. So I missed the whole teenage Southern experience. And
my,
Texas,
it's not like where I grew up was like super, super, super Southern, but it was just Southern enough to have those kinds of like snippets in the dialogue. You know, we peak early, man. No, we don't.
You're like, I'm still peaking.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
But maybe Nathan and Rachel are kind of going through the same thing because they've got this thing that they have to prove. I have to prove, I have to prove I'm super sexy, I'm valuable. Mm. And Nathan has to prove like I have to win this for Whitey. I have to win this game for myself. I have to win it for Lucas. I have to win it for Keith. I have to win it for my community. Mm. Like I've built my whole life on this idea. I'm going to make it happen. And he does.
Yeah.
In grand fashion.
Oh, this was so good. I loved the slow-mo. I loved all the, I loved all his monologues. I really did. They were interesting to listen to. Maybe it's James's voice that was so soothing, but I thought they were well-written. I liked them.
I also was so impressed when you hit that moment at the end and he's looking at that D-bag from the other team.
It's
a close-up on James making the free throw, looking to his left at the other player.
So hot.
So in my director brain, I go, oh, they had to cut into a close-up because he didn't make it. And then they cut into the wide and you see that he made a freaking free throw, not even looking at the basket.
Yep,
and I was
turned.
Like... Oh my God.
Yeah, that we all cheered in this room.
That's one of the hottest things I've ever seen
it's
on our show.
So hot. It's so sexy. It's so much
it's
more sexy than any of the stuff they think is sexy.
Yeah.
The bubble bath.
I mean, the bubble bath is hot too, but it's not. No,
no,
I mean,
but that's the
Rachel
truth.
Rachel crawling out of bed. Whatever. I mean, she's hot, but like, come on.
Can she make a free throw?
Laughing, not even looking at this, the raw confidence. Confidence is hot.
Yeah. And it's something I think we can see now, especially knowing all
because it's
all
so
about
not
who
so well.
He is. And you go, oh my God, was anyone paying attention to this?
Yeah.
Was everyone just talking about the Rachel Uncle Cooper thing? Like, did the internet talk about that shot? Because if they didn't, they need to now.
They need to now.
Yeah.
I want to see memes and memes and memes of that.
Yes.
Please, all the memes.
Make us a GIF.
A GIF. That's what I meant to say.
Please.
What's the difference between a meme and a GIF?
I don't know. I tried to get my 12-year-old to explain that to me. And
well, memes are made up of all sorts of things, like video clips, GIFs, photos with writing on them. Like, but a GIF is just like the couple of images that get animated to move together in a loop.
Oh, okay. That kind of makes sense. I get it. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's like, you have a GIF, you have a photo, you have a video.
Yeah.
And you can use any of those to make a meme.
The more you know.
Yeah, this is Tech Talk with the Drama Queens.
Okay, let's talk about Jake. Let's check Jake and Peyton.
Come on. He sang me a song.
Hillary is curled up in the fetal position on the couch right now.
It was just, okay, what a cheat. Like, what a cheat. I had him. I lost him. I had him again. I lost him again. And now he's back and he's going to go make movies with Uma Thurman and leave me again. And I
can't take it. I think my heart can't take it.
It's difficult, not only for Peyton Sawyer, but for Hilary Burton. Because I just felt so safe in Brian Greenberg's arms.
Yes.
What a prince.
So much good chemistry between the two of you. He's so sincere. He fills up the space when you watch him.
Mm-hmm.
but it feels inviting. It's not mm-hmm. filling up like taking over. It's like a big, his presence just feels like a big warm hug ready yeah. and waiting
well,
for
he's
you.
So open.
Yeah.
And so many boys at this age were trying to be cool, trying to look cool, mm-hmm. trying to be jacked, like doing push-ups right before the camera would roll. Like,
oh my God, remember they would all do that?
All the basketball boys oh, yeah. would do that. And we were like, what is wrong with you guys? And then you cut to Greenberg and he's sitting and like literally looking in his eyes, you feel the openness of his energy.
He's such an artist. He's so interested and curious about yeah. other people.
So he welcomes you in and gives you permission to be open. Mm-hmm. And it's so nice to watch you in those scenes with him, Hill, just be so present and be
happy,
girly and happy and,
guys,
and
I was
surprised.
Giddy with that dude. I loved him. And I think he's well written in a way because we always knew we had limited time with him, mm. right? So it was like, how do we make this count? How do we make this count? And so even though we have to speak about like a lot of exposition here, Jake's talking about bigger picture things, yeah. you know, like being happy. What does that mean to a 17-year-old? You know, how do you wrap your head around like, oh, we've had to deal with some pretty heinous shit. You yeah. know, how are we going to overcome that so that we're not miserable like our parents,
yeah.
you know, mm-hmm. that we don't fall prey to this. And I don't know, guys, they told me that Jake and I were endgame and
it should have been. I'm sorry to all the fans out there who love the endgame of Peyton and Lucas. I respect you. We need you. I appreciate you. But I respectfully disagree.
It's sliding doors, right?
Yeah.
It is.
Like, Peyton and Lucas make sense. Not in this moment. In this moment, I'm just like, yeah. what are you talking about?
But to your point, there's also the reality. Who was Endgame changed every year mm-hmm. based
That's
on
true.
The jobs people got?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because our bosses were short-sighted enough to not make Brian Greenberg one of the actual series regular leads of
season
our show.
Yeah. High paycheck. Like,
we
just
lost
pay him. Yeah.
He literally left after this season. You know, Hillary wasn't joking, y'all. He went and did a movie with Uma Thurman and Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep was playing his mom. Hello? So, of course he went to do that. Why wouldn't he? He deserved that. But it really did disrupt the through line of our show. And I will say it again. You losing Greenberg meant I lost Cooper and we were both robbed. We were robbed.
Oh,
I'm furious.
God. Yeah, there's a whole other reality that our show could have been.
Yeah, I want to watch the other dimension. I want to watch
Bizarro?
One Tree Hill in the next dimension.
Bizarro One
Tree
Hill?
Where those are the people we wound up with. I want to see where the show goes.
Do you think we have enough just like footage out there from the 9 years that someone could splice something together and make fan fiction of it?
And make it look like we dated those people forever?
I saw something once where someone spliced One Tree Hill with Supernatural and made it look like I had dated Jensen's character
yes.
and then
I
got together
those.
With Jeffrey's character.
Yes.
And I was like, ew, gross. But ew, weird. But someone out there was editing their brains out and they were just like,
wait,
this
I
is
love
a fun
that as a project.
That's yes.
So wait, is there a way we could do like a contest around that?
What do you mean?
Like, people could actually enter scenes like this. Like they could make the visual mood board and then someone could win something.
Listen,
I haven't thought it through.
I
I'm just
promise
really
you,
excited.
There's enough footage of like Truco from other shows
oh, yeah.
and of Greenberg from like all the rom-coms he's done that someone can edit us alternate universe.
Yeah.
Alternate OTH. But how would that work? Would they,
you
know,
just
they're
be
not
for
scenes
fun
together.
For us.
No,
Joy, it's just for fun. Don't be so literal, Joy.
Instead of it being master coverage, which is how we shoot every scene, there's no master. It's just coverage.
It makes it look like you're together.
Fine. Oh. All right.
This was also the debut of Brian Greenberg singing on the show. I loved that little moment where he said to you, you got to watch out for those musicians.
That
so
was
cute.
So
and then he gets up on stage
cute.
And says, oh, you know, got my side gig.
Yeah.
Oh, it was fun hearing
and
him
Peyton
sing.
And Peyton didn't realize that he'd taken her there so he could sing to her.
Ooh. Yeah. How did Peyton not know he was a musician? Like,
well, she knew. I mean, he'd sung the Elliott Smith song and all those
to
things.
Baby Jenny.
But this is the first time we see him in a band.
Yeah.
Like actually
not
performing,
just like a hobby.
Not in his house.
Yeah, because you guys also had a lot of heavy stuff to be dealing with. Your entire storyline has been so fraught. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think it makes sense. This is the first time he's like, oh, my life is lightening up a little bit. Here's what I really love to do.
It sure was. God damn.
So why didn't Peyton go to the College of Design in Savannah?
Guys, it was such a simple solution. She didn't because Greenberg was off kissing Uma Thurman. That's why Peyton didn't go to college.
That's why Peyton went and worked at a record label in LA.
Yeah. Greenberg ruined college for Peyton Sawyer. Who I don't.
I mean, really, Uma Thurman and Meryl Streep ruined college for Peyton.
I blame Uma. Also, Blame Uma sounds like a great band.
Blame Uma.
That was the name of Jake's band in this episode. Blame Uma. Poor thing.
To be clear, we really do love Uma Thurman. Yeah. But it's a good joke. We're not.
Like,
we're not,
we need to say that. You're
I mean,
so
I don't know. Suddenly I get, I'm like.
She's listening to the episode.
Toilet, like, you know. One of those tabloids is going to be like, the One Tree Hill girls attack Uma Thurman. And it's like, no, go away.
Attack. Like, we found her on this
street. That's always what they say. Opens up about, lashes out at. And I'm like, what are y'all talking about? We're sitting here with glasses of champagne laughing.
Guys, I think we have the same taste in men as Uma Thurman because right about the time.
Oh my gosh.
But right about the time we lost Greenberg. Like, the year after that, she was shooting a rom-com with Jeffrey.
And really?
Yeah, they did Accidental Husband together.
Okay.
And that was, like, the first thing I'd ever seen him in. And I was like, I already lost a dude to that chick. Interesting.
Maybe Blame Uma is the name of this episode.
We have so many good episode titles for today.
We do.
We might have to put them on shirts.
Yeah, yeah. We'll just have, like, 37 titles for this one. This is going to be a long summary.
You know, like when bands go on tours and the back of the tour shirt is all the cities? We can just have a back of a tour shirt with all the episode titles we've ever come up with.
It's good.
I actually really like it.
Wait a second. Why not? Yeah, someone write that down.
Yeah, please write that down. We're trying to come up with merch right now for you guys. And it's really been a chore because there's so many ideas and, you know, we want to make it cool and not something that you're going to not wear. Or
something
use.
We wear,
something that we would wear and use, you know. So, send us your ideas.
Yeah.
Turns out it's actually very difficult to find good merch, guys. We never knew
merch.
Yeah, we thought we had plenty of time, and now we're totally scrambling.
Let's just sell our cheerleading uniforms.
I'm gonna level with you. T-shirts that have a cheerleading uniform.
You have your cheerleading uniform?
Of course I do.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Are you going to wear it for Villains Night?
I wonder.
Hey, should you fit into it? Oh, please. You could fit into it. You look amazing.
Wait, I don't mean that as a dig. I'm just genuinely like, oh man, we were children.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like my hips have grown, but we'll see.
Stop. Okay, so this episode is airing October 16th. Our last tour date is October 19th in Philadelphia. We've got Villains, Dan Scott, and Nanny Carey with us. And so I think we need to encourage everyone who's coming to that show to dress as you could be your favorite OTH character or your favorite villain.
Oh, like, villain of
villain
all time.
Night.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, any character.
We're going to have so much Comic-Con vibes.
Oh,
this.
I would love it.
How fun.
Just all the cosplay. Right?
Halloween's my favorite time of year.
I'm like, wait, should we dress up as ourselves on the show or can we dress up as Maleficent? Joy and I want to do that so bad.
I was Maleficent for Halloween. I made the wings. Do you remember?
What?
Yes.
Oh, years
yes.
ago.
Yes, I did. Maria and I made these wings out of like a cage. It was amazing.
Remember though, last week we were like, we should do that.
Yes.
I want to do it.
Wait, should guys, we dress I'm Cruella as other DeVille people on every show? Single day of my life.
Of
I've got no boobs, no bra, slip dress, black and white hair. Done.
I have a good Cruella wig at home. I did a good Cruella for Halloween a couple years ago.
Oh, that's fun.
Ooh, Mother's Day can be hard to shop for because there's that bad habit of buying mom things that she needs, you know, like, oh, here's some oven mitts, mom, or here's a new vacuum cleaner, mom. But Mother's Day is really about showering the woman who does so much with just a little extra love. And so Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. Now, you can shop by price, like $25 and under or $100 and under, or by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or they have gift lists if you're really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, or for the plant lover, or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven. It goes on and on. So whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. All right, you guys know that I have been wearing Skims for a while now. I've bragged about it. Just recently, I tried another one of their t-shirts. Now, it's the best fitting t-shirt I have ever worn, and that's because Skims makes the best basics and foundations. I get dressed every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning because the second I leave the house to take the kids to school, I'm in meetings, I'm doing Zooms, I'm driving all over the town, I'm going to Home Depot to get stuff for my yard. You know, like I'm constantly on the go. And so I want to be comfortable, but I also don't want to look like a bum. And these t-shirts are the perfect fix, you guys. They look great, they fit great, and they feel great. So shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small, all the way up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Friends, it is the season of cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first mini bar delivery order with code IHEART. Get mini bar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required. Ooh, honey, you know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles, and the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, and with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. We should talk about this villain because he did my favorite scene in this episode.
Paul was so good in this episode.
He really was. Although I wish we had seen a little bit more of the turn. It was kind of sudden. Like after everything that he's been through and as much as we've walked through him.
I love you. I hate you. I love you. I hate you. Everything's fine. I'm better now. I'm not a psychopath. Wait, I actually still am a psychopath. There's been so much of that that it felt cheap that he was turning. It was like another turn. Okay, now he's sorry. Paul pulled it off in terms of acting and making it believable because he was so sincere and you know his eyes were he was teary and clearly very emotional, but it's still I wanted there to be a journey through the episode of us understanding what caused that turn for real.
I mean,
it's not fake.
Him being kicked out of that game was humiliating. Him knowing that Nathan, like, initiating the restraining order.
Yeah.
You can't blame Deb for that, you know? And it's the biggest night of Nathan's life, and it's a success thing, and he sees Haley's there for, you know, everything he's tried to obstruct is now getting built as a wall against him. And so I think with narcissists, they do kind of like crack in that really fast way. It's like a, like where his voice catches in that scene. I don't know that he's expecting, because it's not manufactured, because it's not like, all right, I'm going to go approach my son. I'm going to cry. I'm going to make him feel a certain way. And then I'm going to walk away. I think Dan Scott was surprised that he got emotional in that way so quickly.
Yeah. I think you're right, actually, when you said narcissist, that's true. Because that they only can feel empathy when it affects them. Like,
yeah,
they can get emotional, but it's only because something that they care about is threatened. It's not, doesn't have to do with how another person feels or what they're going through. Well, so that makes sense.
And when the perception of who they are that they've built is threatened. And I think powerful to watch the arc for Dan. That rage scene at the top of the episode at the house and in the driveway, screaming at Nathan about how this will always be my house and all those things. And then when he goes to Nathan and Haley's apartment and he listens to their conversation through the window and hears how good Haley is for Nathan, sees how supportive and loving their relationship is, hears Nathan talk about how he just does not have the bandwidth to have a relationship with his father. And yeah, it sucks, but this is what it is. And then he goes in, to your point, has a plan, goes in as the mayor, goes to the game, knows what he's going to say to win everybody over because of all the information he collected today. He's had time to launch a plot. And then he gets escorted out by the cops.
That's so embarrassing.
And the whole house of cards falls.
And I mean, him sitting in the car, breaking the fourth wall, looking at
us. Why? What in the world was that?
For the people who didn't watch the episode, there's a shot of Dan Scott in like the side driver mirror. And he's listening to the radio. He looks often in the mirror, but then looks right into the lens of the camera. Yeah. And we're like, is he going to talk to us? Like, is he breaking the fourth wall?
What was that? Yeah.
I don't think he was looking in the lens. I think he was looking off to the side of the lens, but it looked like he was looking right in. And they should have adjusted. It was weird.
And by the way, just knowing, because we made the show, all of us together, clearly the idea was that he's looking at himself. And he sees himself alone outside in the dark, listening to the radio like it's, you know, 1939. And you know that they were like, ah, we kind of can't tell on the monitor. So look at yourself. Look in the mirror at the camera. Look look into the mirror. Keep looking left. Okay, hold that. Okay. Like they gave him. And somebody in the edit chose the one where he's looking at us. Straight down the barrel of the lens. I was like, wow, that.
I mean, if anybody's going to break the fourth wall, it would be Dan Scott.
Did anyone on our show ever break the fourth wall? Did we ever? No. We used every other device in storytelling known to man.
I mean, I guess audibly that's what the narration is, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, not visually. I can't imagine.
I can.
I can too. I can imagine them being like, let's have a Ferris Bueller's Day Off episode.
Yeah, guys, what are we doing here?
Yeah, a little bottle episode like that.
You guys can put that into our alternate universe montage that you're out there creating for us. Just break the wall. What the hell
I love
happened in this episode?
Seeing James, Nathan, sorry, fight for staying in when he had that. Scar. He got the wound from Damien West.
Okay, Joy, talk about that. Because you and this dude, I mean, he laid it on you pretty thick.
He did. He was a nice guy. But he had to be so smarmy. And I remember being really, he just went for it. With the way that he was like grabbing me and stuff, which I remember
in the gym.
Which is fine. And I don't remember whether I said like, just go for it. Cause that sounds like something I would say is like, don't worry about, you know, cause he was polite and everything. I was like, it won't look real if you're faking it. Just come at me and I'll push you off. I mean, I'm smaller than you. You'll be able to handle it.
you attacked him.
I put up a pretty good fight. I'm pretty scrappy. Yeah. Yeah, but that was, it was funny. I liked how the first time we met him, he was so over the top, and both James and I were so nonplussed.
Yeah. Who's that guy? Like, he's just a guy.
Whatever, get out of here. But anyway, at the end, it was really cool to see the interaction between Nathan and Whitey with him being like, no, just stitch me up and let me go back out. Mm-hmm. We needed that.
It was very sweet and human, and you could see everyone's priorities and relationships. Even the fact that Whitey, you know, looks at Coach K and goes, if his mother's mad, this was your idea.
if his mother's mad.
It's such a real thing.
Yeah.
You know, that whole sequence at that game felt really special.
Yeah.
I loved the game.
It was interesting to not have Lucas or Karen in the episode at all.
But Nathan puts on Lucas's jersey, right?
He does. Yeah, that was sweet.
Yeah. But I was okay with it. I kind of liked, it was a bit of the soap opera tactic where you don't watch everybody's storyline every week. You kind of bounce back and forth. There's some episodes that people just aren't in. And I liked it. I liked being able to really spend time with Peyton and Jake because this was largely you guys' episode. I mean, more than...
No, it was Nathan's episode. This is Nathan's star.
I would say it's between the two of you. Yeah, I mean, Nathan had the monologue, but... we hadn't gotten to really spend time with you and Jake like that in so long. I needed it as an audience member. Yeah. I needed that. Just
so
soak
warm
in
and
that.
Fuzzy.
So great.
And it was so nice after so much heaviness to see Peyton really be happy.
Yeah.
And Peyton is happy with Jake. And
then she says,
no.
Do you want to get married?
I lost it because these two are like, oh my God, cute. And oh. I'm like, what? Ew, gross. You're 17 years old.
To be specific, Hillary said, kids.
I mean, I remember thinking I was going to get married at 17 years old. Like I had this friend who was real bohemian and like made his own like sandals out of old tires and things. And I remember he like gave me a rubber band one night and he was like, this is your engagement ring. Why don't we just get married and we live on a boat? And I was like,
okay,
you know what?
Actually.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds hot. Never kissed that dude. Never dated him. I just thought like, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Kids.
Kids. Oh, it was so sweet and earnest. Do you want to get married? Should we just do this?
Also,
wait, it's Anna from Frozen.
Do you want to get married? Oh my God.
Build a house and move away.
I was glad to get an answer so quickly because when you walked outside and sat on the porch in that scene, you just looked so upset.
Yeah.
And for all you guys at home, the three of us were like, wait, what happened? Did we miss something? Why is Peyton upset?
I didn't understand what was happening.
Yeah. And you were like, I don't even know. I did the scene. And we're all sitting here going, did the TV glitch? Like what? And then you asked and we went, it's the nerves.
Do you know, speaking
the proposal
of okay,
nerves.
It's not until we just started talking about it that I have this like visceral memory of the scene where we come in the house and it's like, it's not going to work. And I close the door to the bedroom and I'm like, I'll just see you tomorrow. And having to stand on the other side of the door from Greenberg and like wait for my cue to open the door because then I know that we're going to kiss right after that.
Yeah.
I remember being so paranoid because I was wearing like a lower cut shirt and I could see my own heart beating in my chest and because I was so like
so
nervous.
Oh.
And like it wasn't real, but my body knew it was real.
Yes,
my body was like, I'm gonna close this door. And I'm gonna open this door.
It's and so Ross and Rachel.
Yeah, I couldn't that's exactly what it was.
Oh.
But yeah, that sense memory. Yeah.
Isn't that funny how your body can believe something that your mind knows is not true?
Well, that's the thing. That's why so many actors are so screwed up.
Well, they all fall in love with each other.
Because, yeah. I mean, think about our show. Like, you said it how many episodes ago when you were like, oh, everybody was kissing everybody. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Put a bunch of actors in a small town with nothing to do. Come on.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because you realize... you know, if you have like a really intensely emotional scene mm-hmm. and you have to cry for 8 hours and you wake up the next day and your whole body aches, you feel like you've been run over.
Yeah.
Like it's real for your body.
Yeah.
And it takes so much work to process that stuff. And God, I, you know, it's like all the mental health awesome experts and like somatic teachers on Instagram that I follow now. I'm like, man, all the young actors today, I'm so glad you guys have these resources. Yes. We didn't know anything.
What is a somatic teacher? So what's like, that word mean?
It's like your whole parasympathetic nervous system has experience, and like you can store trauma in the body, you can store anxiety in the body. So
can you store love for Jake Jagielski?
All store love for Jake Jagielski in our bodies. Can confirm. But it's like
can confirm.
But it's like the way you talk about that reaction you have, like to Ellie's jacket. Like that's body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's like work you can do with breathing and like stretching
acupuncture.
And processing.
Tell about what happened to you at acupuncture.
Oh my God.
Do you want to tell?
I don't know.
It's great.
No, it is amazing. But it was so like intense and cool. But there's all that stuff that you can do to unlock and like process those things out. And to paraphrase a story that I told these ladies last night, it was long. I saw this amazing acupuncturist who helped me like realign something in my body. And when I tell you guys that I like burst into tears and had memories from the summer that I think I was like 13 or 14.
Oh, wow.
Like I was sobbing and I was just like, oh my God. And this sweet little old man looks at me and he goes, it happens all the time. It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay, we just met. It's been 11 minutes. But thank you. And like, I didn't know that was in my
body.
This
was a fruitful 1 hour session.
Happens. I mean, that's happened to me on massage tables. Not to that extent, but you know, if somebody hits the right spot, all of a sudden it releases mm-hmm. something and I'm like, why am I emotional right now?
Well, I told you about the woman giving me a facial the other day that kept calling me darling and my sweet girl, and she had to keep wiping my tears away. I was just like, because our bodies are our tool.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know how many professions there are where it's your body is like the thing you're selling, you know? That sounds terrible.
No, but if we're artists, like that's part of, it is weird. And it's why it was so scandalous for a woman to be on stage 400 years ago, because it was like akin to prostitution, basically. You're selling your body for the sake of entertainment or something. Obviously, we've advanced a lot in our understanding of what art is and you know what's worth, I think, worth telling a story for.
Pro athletes eat, measure, train, work out, you know, do PT, all these things because their bodies are their tool. But their bodies are not required to go through psychological experiments every day.
Oh my God, it is a psychological experiment.
It is.
We put ourselves into the psychology of other people, their trauma, their loss, their love, their addiction, their whatever it is, and for your body, it's yours.
Yeah.
And so to begin to learn how to process that out, how to actually separate those things in your subconscious.
Yeah.
Like
you have to take it seriously. It's not, that's probably why I get so annoyed when I'm working on something and I see actors come on the set and they don't take it seriously and they don't care. And they're just like, I don't know my lines or whatever. It's all just fun. Like we're just doing this. We're doing a TV show.
Cause you're like, do you know what I'm doing to my body right now?
Yes.
To commit to this.
Like I take art really seriously. I take storytelling very seriously. It's meaningful. It changes people's lives. Not every job is going to change somebody's lives, but it's all building to different opportunities. And you never know when you're going to tell a story that's going to hit somebody in a certain way. And our show is a great case in point for that. So, yeah, I think it's really meaningful what artists do, and I take it seriously. And it's hard to, there's not a lot of resources for us psychologically as artists to know how to untangle ourselves from things like that. It's weird. I remember doing a pilot once and I had this sequence of like 6 or 7 guys that my character was sleeping with. And and there was a point to it. It's like, it was talking about kind of her life. And there was a little bit of like, oh, this is empty. I feel so like, oh, why do I just keep doing this over and over? But the sequence when we had to shoot it, we shot it all in one afternoon. And it was like me just in pasties, like slammed up against a wall and in a bed and up against a window with a different guy. And then like all the different spots. And It was fine. Everyone was professional. It was very, it was the as perfect of a safe environment as it could be. Mm-hmm. But I got home and I felt gross. And yeah. I took a shower and I cried and I was like, my body feels like it just went through something.
Ew.
And it's hard to know psychologically like where to put that.
It really is.
Yeah. And I don't think, and I don't think the answer is don't do it because, as I said, I take art seriously and I think it's valuable. But
but I think that's why, you know, I'm really thrilled that we get to do this every week. I'm really thrilled that we get to be alive in this moment where there's more accessible resources and more open conversations about this than ever. Because we didn't have any of this when we were 22.
Nobody was helping us. When we were 22.
Hello? What we would have known, the dumb shit we wouldn't have done.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I would have loved that.
I just had a Freudian slip. I go, the dumb shit we wouldn't have done.
Perfect. You know?
Yeah. But it's, yeah, it's really, it's wild. And I wonder too, you know, we talk a lot.
Like,
about,
I wonder if James's body really did hurt.
I was just going to say it.
Yeah.
Because he had to do take after take after take after take of this basketball stuff. Yeah. What you guys see is one of, you know, it's a fraction of what he actually had to do.
Yeah, you see 3 to 9 minutes of scenes and it took 18 hours.
Those boys were on the court nonstop.
That's what I was going to say, though, is I really wonder, we talk a lot about, you know, how much fun it is to watch James in an episode like this, how much he's grown, his confidence, his strength, his like, his just like raw ability. Mm-hmm. And I wonder how much his lifelong career as a basketball player helped feed his embodiment as an actor. Cause like he's so, you watch him in these scenes, he's so
comfortable
in his body.
Yeah.
He looks like a tree. He's like rooted.
Yeah. He does look like a tree.
Yes. Doesn't he?
Yes.
And I really, we'll have to ask him about that when
we got that title, James is a tree. Like Haley climbing him at the end of the game where you jump on him.
Like a tree. Like a tree.
So one of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainably, right? I mean, it's not just spending money and buying stuff. You can actually do a lot of good with the money that you spend. So I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's, and I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elmis, and more. Plus, to bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. Ooh, honey, you know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. And the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Friends, it is the season of cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first mini bar delivery order with code IHEART. Get mini bar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.
So we have a listener question from Shannon. She says, as people who play such strong, independent females on TV and are portrayed as such badasses, hey, thank you, Shannon.
Hey. Wow, okay.
How do you carry that energy through to your personal life? And do you ever feel like it's a lot to live up to or it becomes too much? I don't know. I think that we are pretty transparent about being messy.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably the most important part of it is not trying to portray something bulletproof.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that would be a huge disservice to women everywhere who listen to our show or girls that looked up to us as they were growing up. You have to be honest about how hard it is to juggle all the things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, nobody's perfect.
And I think it's really interesting to have, in a way, you know, you, Shannon, today, the way you reflect appearance back at us, because I wouldn't say that any of the three of us feel like we're, you know, independent, strong badasses who just like carry it. We're all going like, we don't know what we're doing.
I don't know. I'm pretty codependent.
You know, yeah. We call each other with a lot of tears. We like, I don't know. I feel like an emotional mushball all the time. Mm-hmm. And so I think it can be such a lesson to remember that you can give things to people that you're not even aware of. I wonder how your friends think about you, how people who love you see you in ways that maybe you don't see yourself, but you need to. You know, you all remind us what we're capable of when the three of us are sitting here going, we have no idea what we're doing.
Mm-mm. That's right.
And that's really a gift. So thanks for that.
I have nothing to add to that. Perfectly said.
Wait, thank you.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Thanks, Shannon.
Nailed it. Well, you know, great questions, but get great answers.
From Stacy, what do you think your character's shower song would be?
What does that mean? Funny. Like what, the song you sing in the shower?
Yeah, don't you think?
Oh.
Haley's shower song.
Yeah, what?
I know,
I feel like it's, I think if it's like some rap song from the 80s or 90s.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I feel like Brooke's shower song would be Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Ooh. Yeah.
Don't you?
Totally. Yeah. I think Peyton's is All By Myself. Don't wanna be.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Is it Celine? A little Celine Dion.
Oh my God.
Little Celine Dion. Joy, I'm gonna need you to sing that song for me.
Wait, will you please sing it
you
on
know
tour?
That Peyton hits the high notes, man.
Oh wait, this is me. This is my best Shakira doing Celine.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. Yes.
Yes. Go.
Oh wait, it's that song. Oh wait, I was gonna do the other one. No. Okay. What is it?
When I was young, I never needed anyone. Making love was just for fun. Mm. Those days are gone. All by myself. Don't wanna be.
Sing it, girl.
Oh my God.
All by myself.
Yeah. Oh my God, you deserve champagne for joy. Oh my God.
How'd I like that question? Okay. Joy. That's my new ringtone, by the way. Genius. Okay, do we have a wheel to spin?
We sure do.
Oh my, well, we're all gonna shower.
So
can we sing that in the bubble bath later as an homage?
Yes, please.
Oh.
Who is most likely to, go ahead, Hillary.
Live in a zoo? Well, is that a real life thing that a human can do?
Zoos.
Animals. Who's a panda?
Barry. Is that somebody who would work in a zoo and live there as like a somebody who takes care of the animals, like mm-hmm. a gatekeeper?
Oh.
Oh.
Well, who's responsible? It's not me.
I mean, Hillary, you have a farm. You kind of do live in a zoo.
I do live in a petting zoo.
Yeah, it's you.
It's definitely you.
God, how'd that happen?
I don't know.
Like, when we were shooting the show, did you ever think in a million years
Hillary,
that was the trajectory?
The day that I got a video from you inoculating llamas, yeah. I was like, this is my favorite jump the shark we've done.
Yeah.
Like, this is it. This is better than some dog eating Dan's heart. Like, this is real, and I love it so much.
Yeah. We just keep getting animals. I don't know. You should see me. You should see when I have to jump into the emu pasture because it's a velociraptor, right? And it has these huge claws that want to take your bowels out.
No.
And when I have to go in and get the eggs, like the huge green mm-hmm. eggs, I have to race her. And like, thank God no one's there to watch that because it's really embarrassing.
You know what I feel like?
You need to set up a camera. Yeah. I want to see that.
I'm like Luke Perry in that movie, 8 Seconds. Like, just hang on, man.
See, my brain immediately goes to how do we build you like a cage that you can be in the middle
like
of?
Like a shark
cylinder,
cage?
Like a shark cage for an emu. But it's like a wide cylinder and it has handles yeah. and you get under it and you walk around in a cage. And so if she comes up and whacks the cage, she can't get to you.
Yeah, but you could walk and step right over the eggs and then
exactly.
drop the cage down and then pick mm-hmm. the egg up and put it mm-hmm. in your basket.
Well, you the thing is, a basket.
Guys, I don't want anyone to know what a sissy I am because everyone else was like, just go get the egg, Hillary. And I'm like, that's
why don't
a
they go
dinosaur.
Get the egg?
She's a bitch. I can't. She's so mean. She's so scary. Fine. I live in a zoo.
You know what?
I'm
I gotta say, I couldn't do it with an emu because of the size. I look at our chickens and I'm like, you are small, rude dinosaurs.
That's it.
Like, they're so mean. They look at you like they want to kill you, but they can't because they're tiny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have to be
Make
honest about
height.
This. Like, I loved them so much. And then when they killed my favorite chicken, when they did like their pecking order thing yeah. and they literally ripped Tilda Swinton apart, the immediate flip, like, it's visceral.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I look at them and I'm like, you're not what I thought you were. You're nothing like
I don't
dogs.
Know you.
You're not even anything like cats. I don't trust you. I don't know you. You're evil. And you're lucky I don't just open your freaking little pen and feed you to the coyotes. Like, Grant is like, are you okay about the chickens? I'm like, no,
no.
I'm not.
No,
I'm not.
That is so you, because once you don't trust somebody anymore,
no, it's over. They're dead to me. They killed Tilly. And they might as well be dead to me. I take care of them. Don't get me wrong. Okay. I still give them treats every day and I collect their stupid little eggs, but I'm.
Then I eat them.
I'm off. I'm off.
Yeah. You're lucky you're that size.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, now you can feel less guilty about dinner for the next.
I don't even want to eat them. I hate them so much. I don't even want to eat them.
They're murderers.
It's dark. They're murderers.
Murderers. All right, guys, that's our show.
That's our
Live
show.
From Vegas.
Blame Uma.
I will not live in a zoo. We blame Uma.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a chicken
and
named
James
Uma?
James is a tree. No, but I should.
Yeah. This is why we can't have nice things. You guys are the best. We're gonna watch another episode of the show. We'll see you next week.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at dramaqueensoth.
Or email us at dramaqueens@iheartradio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Friends, it is the season of cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first mini bar delivery order with code IHEART. Get mini bar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.
What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to CheapCaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you. And how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.